New sponsorship deal for Tyrone for the years 2013-2014. We're delighted that Hunky Dory's have come on board with the sponsorship of the county jersey for the next 2 years, with an option on the third year.
The voice there of Tyrone PRO Damien Harvey earlier on this afternoon, as Tyrone indeed did unveil their new kit and their sponsorship deal with Hunky Dory's. The deal is valued in the region of a six-figure sum over 2 years. Here's Kieran McLaughlin, the Tyrone chairman.
We're very delighted to have Hunky Dory's on board, Paddy. We set at our stall at the start of the year after, and I must obviously express gratitude to Target Express, but their sponsorship came to an end, unfortunately for them, the way it did. But we moved on, and we set at our stall this year to what we wanted to do was to ensure that we were going to get a coverage across Ireland, because we believe we are a county that embraces all that goes on in Ireland in terms of the GAA. So when we did that, we set at our stall to aim as high as we possibly could, and we're absolutely delighted they're one of the foremost companies in Ireland in Hunky Dory's, and we're delighted that we're going to have 2 years to work with them and hopefully deliver some success on the field for them.
And Martin McClinton, you're the marketing manager for Northern Ireland. Obviously important to get the brand name out there, and perhaps no better way of doing it with a team like Tyrone.
Yeah, quite right, Paddy. We have looked at all aspects of sport over the years, and we've gradually built up over the years with various sports. We are an All-Ireland brand, and we felt that the same can be applied to Tyrone as a football team. No better opportunity for us. We're absolutely delighted to be involved with Tyrone.
Was it a difficult decision for the company?
Not a difficult decision. When you're looking at one of the top five teams in the country, definitely not a difficult decision. Obviously, you've got to weigh the whole thing up in terms of the cost and everything that's involved with it. But we see an honest reward for it at the end of the term.
And Raymond Coyle, you're the main man at Largo Foods. You're happy to be involved with Tyrone?
We were looking to have somebody, and particularly Tyrone, to support over the last 6 or 8 years, but the opportunity never came up. Unfortunately, it did, and we're very glad to get it.
And supporting a county like Tyrone is a great step for your marketing campaign.
Yeah, it's great having you for buying. In the south of Ireland, we do Tato Crisps. Here we sell Hunky Dory's and a little bit of King. But we've been here for over 20 years doing business in the north. So it's great to get this opportunity and to work with Tyrone, hoping to develop the business a little bit more.
And Kieran McLaughlin, what does the deal entail for Tyrone now?
First of all, obviously, the main thing for any sponsor at a county level is the jersey. And today we've launched the new jersey, and that's very important, because that's where visually everyone will get the first opportunity to see the Hunky Dory brand on a Tyrone jersey. After that, then the company have come on board with our leagues, which next year will be Hunky Dory League. And our championship, obviously, our flagship club programme will be our club championships, which next year will be Hunky Dory Championships. And those three things, we believe, are things which will certainly, by the time the 2 years is over, hopefully have ensured that Hunky Dory's have got the best possible coverage in Tyrone, and of course in the wider GAA, because of all the exploits of our teams as they move forward into Ulster Club Championship, All-Ireland Championship with our county, and please God there's going to be winners over that 2 year period.
Kieran McLaughlin, the Tyrone chairman. Kieran Kennedy from O'Neill's was also there today at the launch at Healy Park in Omagh. Kieran, of course, is the managing director of O'Neill's, who once again have supplied the playing strip.
Yeah, well, you know, we've been working on this design for a long time. We had it sort of put in our mind what the new jersey would look like, and we just feel that it's a really modern design with a type of retro twist. It's the first time that Tyrone have worn a jersey with a V-neck and a rib cuff. So whenever we showed the players, they were delighted with it, and we're very happy with it ourselves. It's a lovely design.
And just looking at them there, Kieran, the three stars on the back and something, a wee bit of script branding the Red Hand County.
Yeah, again, it's the small things that, you know, the subtle things that make this jersey special as well. We put on three gold stars this time to signify the three All-Ireland Championship victories. And obviously, we just wanted to put the wee twist at the top of the Red Hand County. So all these wee bits come together, you know, make the perfect design for us and for the team.
For the time being, at least, it'll be the footballers and hurlers of Tyrone that will be wearing the new sponsored kit. Deals are currently being negotiated for ladies and camogie. Mickey Hart will lead the footballers once again and says it's an exciting time.
It sure will, Paddy. It's always good to be part of something new, and this is a new sponsorship deal, and you know, it's very important to get a good sponsor on board now. Not that easy, I suppose, in the way things are at the moment, and we're delighted that Hunky Dory's have come on board, and we hope that it'll be a good partnership. We do our best to promote them, and since they've come and put their backing behind us, it's incumbent on us to make sure we brand them as well as we can, and the best way to brand them is to be successful in the field.
And Mickey was naturally delighted with the way everything went last weekend, not only for Éire Gilcéireann, but of course the main attraction last weekend. 18,000 people turned up at Casement Park for the match for Mickeyla.
It certainly was. We were very, very pleased. We knew that the effort and energy that was put into making it happen was bound to be successful, and it certainly did achieve that. The crowds turned out in great numbers, people from all over the province and all over the country indeed, talking to people as far down as Kilkenny who made the journey along. And that was very encouraging for us. The weather was kind to us. I think Mickeyla had a hand in all of that, and that was important. It was cold, but at least it was dry, and it was a lovely night, a lovely November night for the event, and the numbers that were there, it was most uplifting.
So a new sponsorship deal in place for Tyrone. It's a hunky-dory day for the O'Neill County. Of course, negotiations are still underway for the Tyrone Ladies and the Tyrone Camogues.